We'll call the November 4th meeting of Communications Committee to order. Item two, consider finding that a result of the COVID-19 emergency meeting in person would prevent imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees, and that the meeting is authorized to be held by teleconference pursuant to government code 54953, E1C. Do we have to do anything with this at this point, Tom, or do we just move to comments with the public?
I think every time we have a meeting, we have to agree that we want this meeting to be held remotely if we choose to do that. Otherwise, I believe the meeting has to stop and be rescheduled as an in-person meeting. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct. Yes.
Okay. Well, I will state that we wish the meeting to be held by teleconference. Is it just me that has to say that, or who has to say that?
We'd like all the committee to agree.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, with unanimous support, we can move on to item three, comments from the public. Are there any?
I do have a hand raised. Go ahead, Richard Gears. Richard, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, it just took me a little minute to unmute my phone. Sorry about that. There you guys go again. I looked at the pipeline this morning, the new version for November. And as usual, you're telling all the residents of the Rancho Murrieta that we have to register our guests. Let me tell you again that those of us live in Murrieta Gardens 2 and Murrieta Village, we don't have to register our guests. And that, every year people are moving into the village and Murrieta Gardens, and they read this stuff and they don't know what you guys are talking about, because we don't need to register our guests. And I don't know why you can't rephrase that and say that it's important that those of you living behind the gate have to notify this. Because, I mean, the message comes around loud and clear that, those of us live outside the gate are nothing, not even an afterthought. And it gets kind of irritating year after year. I mean, it comes across loud and clear. You don't even think about us. And, I think this is an excellent example of that. That's the end of my comment.
Okay, so noted. Item, anything else, Amelia? Hands, chats, anything?
No more hands, no more chats.
Okay. Item four, monthly website and social media update. Amelia, you want to take this?
So this was a late addition. It is posted on the website now. These are our all website data. Number one was just that homepage that people looked at. Number two, not surprisingly, was the Deer Creek Scott Road crossing stream gauge. And I will move that to a tile on the front page, because I think that's going to be a popular site. Employment, how to pay my bills, Riverview update. Interesting. Finally, we have salary schedules. There you go. Finally, we have next. We have the who in the world is looking at us? California always our number one. Texas, Massachusetts, what? Those guys are new. Virginia, Washington, usually we see a lot of folks there. Not set. I'm not sure what that means. Some friends of Tom's from Wyoming. More of our friends stateside, and then 10 folks from Shanghai. Looked at our website last year. We were up 11.6% in our Facebook reaches. These were our top two reaches. Oh, Blasting at Riverview. Good. I'm glad folks saw that. And then again, just our basic demographic.
I think one of the things I remember Paula referring to the fact that we had a significant number of applicants for our open positions, and I think that that in itself probably draws quite a bit of traffic.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I agree.
And that may even be some of that traffic that you're seeing from, you know, other states as well. Yeah, this is good. I mean, we just keep hammering away. I think we need to, you know, keep advertising maybe through the pipeline exactly what key items are available on the front page. And that would include, like you just said, Amelia, that would include the Michigan Bar stream gauge, which everybody's interested in before they set out for Folsom.
Yes. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
So okay. anything further, comments on the website?
I don't have any chats or hands up. Do you have any comments, Linda?
No, I'm waiting for number 5.
Should I put this?
Okay, we'll go back here.
I need to have scheduled some work that needs to be done.
And okay, everybody.
Item 5, update on the website and frequently asked questions. I think I just heard Linda had something here.
Yes. I do. And I'm going to bring... this is our website. Can you all see the website on your screen?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Code.
Please hold.
873-514.
Mel, do you mind muting everybody?
Yeah, just talking.
There we go.
New share. I want to share. Here we go. Let's give this a go.
So I asked Amelia to bring up this part of the webpage because I want to show you how easy it is to get, you know, frequently asked questions. And when we get a question a few times, we try to put it out there and we try to give it an answer. So if you click on that.
There you go. You got coming up for you, Tom?
Almost. Yeah, there you go. And then, you know, November 2021, if you go down, you can look, what is Purple Pipe? And, you know, people new to the community, they might not understand it. The Purple Pipe is critical to the infrastructure of Rancho Murrieta because it allows us to take our recycled water and put it, in this case, at the Country Club, which is an agreement from 1984. But also we utilize the Van Vleck spray field, which is, I guess, south of the district property. But it's just sort of a question that people want to know. They see the purple meters or the purple boxes, and those are other types of questions that we try to get answered, and Amelia started populating these in the FAQs. And as questions get old, we'll remove them and we'll add new ones. So,
I did leave October up here too, Tom. I was thinking that we would have just a running list. So at the end of the year, I will archive this as 2021 and start 2022. Is that what you want me to do, Linda, John?
Yes, absolutely. I like this.
Okay, that's a good
one. Yeah, unless you, unless you have a persistently, do you have a way, Amelia, of seeing what questions are, well, no, I guess you wouldn't. You're going to bring the page up and then they scan it. I was going to say, is there a way to rank questions by the number of views that they get?
No.
I didn't think so. But
that it would see.
But I like the idea. You might as well archive them. But is there also a way if you are like there, and without looking how you did it this time, say there's 10 questions here at this point. Is there a way to show what questions are asked versus going down and scanning each individual question? For example, you know, like a table of contents.
Yeah. Like where they have, and then jump to that question, have like all the questions up here at the top and then jump down. I don't know. I can, ask my wonderful friends over at Streamline, who is the developer of this page, and they're pretty techno savvy. So I will ask John, and if I can, I'll do it.
Yeah. Like
index. Yeah.
like, for example, if somebody was coming here to specifically look up, I don't know, when the blasting was going to begin, okay, that they would see at the top there are 10 items up there that are contained in the list, which, you know, in lack of a better description, might have a link to them that you click on the link and then you're getting the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll ask.
Okay.
Yeah, we can investigate that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and again, if it's 100 hours of programming time, maybe we don't want to do it. But if it's something easy, quick and easy, then maybe we should take a look at it.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing at streamlining.
So. Yeah, I think you know, everyone would agree. I'm pretty happy with the website. I mean, yeah. I think we've come a long way, and you've done a really nice job on it. And
thank you.
I think it's becoming a ever increasing tool that you know. If we keep driving it through other sources, we can get people to start coming to it. So. Okay, anything else here?
Oh, wait, Linda? No, I think Miss Linda has my comments.
I wanted to bring up the situation with helping people understand what CSD does versus what RMA does.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
We had a drainage issue during the big storm a couple weeks ago, and it was passed from pillar to post. till it finally got to the right people. And I think that it's time for us to, I know we've done this in the past, but I still think it's been a while. And I think it's time for us to put under community facts, a breakdown of water, sewer, drainage, and security versus RMA's jobs that they take care of. So, what should happen when you have a problem, when you call, where it should go, and when you should expect an answer. So, we're working on that. And I just want to make sure everybody knows that we're going to try to get that out by the December
pipeline.
Yeah.
And then since that
it'll go into the,
it'll go into the FAQs. Yeah, and FAQs. If you want, I could put it on this page. On the homepage too.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, I could put it right here too.
And especially right now, because during this time of the year, you know, in theory, we're going to get rain, and excuse me, and some of these issues will be coming up. We're not used to it at this point, but it may happen more regular than it has in the past. So. I think it's a good time to have that, to a refresher course on how that's supposed to work.
Yep. Okay.
Very good. Anything else on that item?
No comments, no.
I think there's a question.
Go ahead.
There's a question.
Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry.
I'd just like to say that I think a lot of those questions you're going to want out there permanently, like on the page you just showed, you know, what is purple pipe? I mean, that's going to be a question people want to know the answer to for probably eternity. So I think, you know, at least keeping some of them out there permanently would be a good idea.
We're going to archive these pages so that at the end of 2021, I'll have over here, it'll say archives 2021, and then it'll go down the list for every year.
Okay.
And I'm going to try and put an index up at the top with the questions and then click on the question and have it scroll down to the bottom. But I don't know if I can do that.
And I think realistically, what Richard's saying is, you know, for some of those questions does make sense. I mean, for example, one of the ones that, you know, probably can either move to the bottom or disappear is when will the blasting begin? Because the blasting's over, you know. But anyway, play around with that as you get time, and we'll keep reviewing it and see what we want to do.
Right. So then this blasting has ended, the one here on the front page.
Right.
So I can take this down. If anybody sees anything on the website that is incorrect or outdated, please let me know. Send me an email. I'll get it down. I didn't know that the blasting was over. And so I'll take this down right away.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I caught a spelling error.
I know. I appreciate that. And that is one of my most creatively spelled words for my whole life.
Yeah.
So you'd think I would know how to spell that one.
Which one?
I cannot type the word receiving. The I and the E come out backwards every time.
And that website doesn't spell check for me. So if I haven't copied and pasted it, anyway, spelling, I'm a better talker than speller. Let's just say that.
Okay, are we cool on item five?
Yep.
Director and staff comments. Staff first, Tom, anything?
I don't have anything this morning.
Paula?
I don't have anything either, thank you.
Linda?
Just a quick comment that I hope that if anybody has some suggestions for us or some things that they would like us to work on in the communications committee, that they would put that out and let us know about it. We're trying really hard to be transparent and to bring information to the residents. And actually, when it comes right down to it, the communications committee is pretty important. So I would love it if some of the other directors would listen in to what happens in communications too. So anyways, that's all, just that.
The only thing I have is one day, three, 4 weeks ago when it was raining, I went out and did a comparative analysis on other districts and what it costs to live there for water, sewer, drainage, and solid waste. And at some point, while it's still my property, I want to go through that with Tom and Paula, and then I want to publish it. I'm not sure what the vehicle for that will be, but I've been trying to do it since 2016, and in view of everything else that we're trying to get done here, you know, I finally wound up doing it myself. But I want to get going on that so that it falls in line with next year's budget process, so that we really get some comparative analysis on how we stack up against other districts. And some of it is quite revealing, but we'll save the big reveal until I cough it up. John, anything else? Any comments, questions before we go to move?
I just wanted to tell you that I'm really happy to hear that you've done that. That's exciting. That's something I think we've needed to do for a while.
Anything else? Amelia, you have anything on there?
Nope, nobody over here.
Okay, well, we'll move then to item seven, which is adjournment. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
Have a super day, everybody.
Have a good afternoon or morning. Bye.